Good morning, it's your boy Mikey. How we doing? Well, word after Monday night's loss to the Packers was that the 49ers would be signing quarterback Tom Savage, and the team made it official Tuesday morning. The 49ers announced that Savage is the newest member of the 53-man roster. Tight end Cole Wick has been waived in order to open up a spot for the new arrival. Tom Savage joined starter C.J. Berthod and backup Nick Mullins on the depth chart at quarterback. Berthod is coming off the best of his three starts since taking over for the injured Jimmy Garoppolo. But the team's desire for an expected option behind a second-year player isn't really hard to understand, which is 9 starts for the Texans in 2016 and 2017. Tom Savage brings experience to the table watching those starts. Does little to suggest as he's bringing them anywhere else. 49ers are panicking. Well, they should. They spent all that money on Jimmy Garoppolo. What does that really show you? I notice when a New England Patriot gets rid of a player or they release a player, they are done with a player. They don't want to do anything else. They just have no more football life in their tank. Who have we seen from the Patriots really go on to be successful, ever? Maybe Adam Vinatieri? I mean, Vince Wilfork had a decent season in Texas, but it really wasn't that incredible. You know, so who has went on to be really good in a New England Patriot uniform? So Tom Savage, not that he has anything to do with the Patriots, I was just referring to Jimmy Garoppolo. We'll have to stay tuned. See what else is going on in the NFL. But the 49ers started their game pretty decent against the Green Bay Packers, I would say. The NFL looks like it's always trying to make the game safer, and so is football in general. But in the effort to make the game a lot safer, reduce liability, injury, it looks like the NFL is targeting certain teams to talk about cutting into the number of concussions. According to an ESPN.com article, the league's chief medical officer said they identified 7 teams in 2017 that had a higher than average number of preseason concussions and did a target intervention with those clubs. In 6 of those 7 clubs, the number did go down, said Dr. Alan Sills. Those 7 clubs had 23 practice concussions as a whole in 2017, which is now down to 9 in 2018. The teams were not identified, but Sills said the process included discussions with football operations staff covering design of practice drills and helmet selections. He said the preseason concussions were down from 91 in 2017 to 79 this year, none on kickoffs. We were cautiously optimistic about the result, but we are very pleased to see the number go down. But they still got a lot of work to do. They're continuing a lot more in-depth analysis, concussions that did happen during the preseason. Doing some of the same work we've been doing during the regular season, looking at videos, seeing what the practice environment is, seeing who was injured and what roles. We're going to be doing a lot more into that area. The NFL said it's changed the kickoff rule this offseason in an effort to curb what they referred to as the most dangerous play in the game. Well, we could look at some one-liners around the NFL. The Bills right now are averaging an NFL low 3.7 yards per play, which is horrible. The Dolphins have just 1 rushing touchdown for the fewest in the NFL. The Jets have 3 runs of over 40 yards or longer, tied for the most in the NFL. The Patriots' defense have recorded 7 sacks, tied for the fewest in the NFL. The Ravens have run an NFL high 455 offensive plays. The Bengals have just 1 pass of 40 yards or longer, tied for the fewest in the NFL. The Browns quarterback has been sacked 26 times, an NFL high. The Steelers have an NFL high 1,974 passing yards, 1974. Well, the Texans have just 1 run of 20 yards or longer, tied for the fewest in the NFL. The Colts have converted an NFL best 49% of third downs. The Jaguars defense is allowing 187.8 yards passing per game. The Titans offense had just 9 completions of 20 yards or longer, fewest in the NFL. The Broncos are averaging NFL best 5.3 yards per rushing attempt. The Chargers have 8 runs of 20 yards or longer, most in the NFL, and the Chiefs are an NFL best 4-for-4 on 4th. Quarterback Raiders Carr has already been sacked 17 times this season in 6 games. Last season it was 20 in 15 games. The Cowboys picked up an NFL high 6 first downs, going for it on 4th. The Jets are averaging an NFL low 19.2 rushing attempts per game, despite drafting Saquon Barkley number 2 overall. The Eagles lead the league in time of possession at 33-42. The Redskins have gone for it on 4th down an NFL high 9 times. The Bears have thrown for 161 passes, fewest in the NFL. And the Lions are 0-for-3 on 4th downs, the only team in the league that hasn't picked up a first down on 4th. Green Bay Packers defense is 1-of-5 in the NFL that has not allowed a first down on a 4th down attempt. The Vikings have had an NFL 99 passing first downs. The Falcons defense is allowing NFL worst 56% conversion rate on 3rd. The Saints are averaging an NFL high 36 points per game. The Buccaneers offense is averaging an NFL high 7.2 yards per play. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton has a 93.2 passer rating, which is the second best of his career, second only to his 2015 MVP season. The Cardinals are last in the league in the offensive yardage, averaging 220.5 yards per game. And the Rams are leading the league in offensive yardage with 464.3 yards per game. Similar to the Bulldogs, the Seahawks are an NFL best plus 7 in turnover margin. And we'll save the last for the worst. The 49ers running back Matt Breida is averaging 6.8 yards per carry. Good morning, it's football Sunday. Sunday night lights. What's gonna happen tonight over there at Conley Stadium, Mount Pleasant High School? Westerly Bulldogs 6-0, undefeated. My opinion, the second best team in the state. But as far as that BS Rhode Island media poll, they're like, I don't even know where they are. Last I seen, they were number 5 and number 6. But hats off to Coach Dwayne Miranda over there. They're going to Mount Pleasant today to make up a game that was postponed 2 days ago at Classico High School versus Juanita Sanchez. We'll get into that a little bit more pretty soon. But right now, we're going to look up into our next week's opponent, Boroughville High School, which is actually head coached by a great lineman that played for the Bulldogs, Gennaro Ferrara. He knew he had to work through some unusual situations before Boroughville High School team took the field to battle Division 2B opponent Coventry on Saturday morning. They all had to do with the Broncos just not being there, not even showing up in a 34-0 loss to Middletown. That's the game that shut down Middletown's 5-game winning streak. We all wondered what they were going to have to do to bounce back from this. My bad, I had some technical difficulties, as they say, man. But what's Boroughville going to do to bounce back from the game that they lost when they got beat by Middletown 34-0? You know, and like I said before I got interrupted, that was a game that shut down a 5-game winning streak that Boroughville was on. The coach said he was very nervous before the game. He didn't know how people were going to respond with 1 week of practice. He didn't know if that game was going to make or break them. But he said you had to give a lot of credit to Middletown. He said they were out-coached, outplayed. Middletown came in with a great game plan. If I recall, I mean, I think Westerly shut Middletown down 51-0 maybe, or 51. I don't even know what the score was to that game, man. They just been doing very, very well. But Did them getting beat by Middletown, did it really expose any issues that Burrillville has? Could Burrillville step up and maybe make a late season run? Can they come back and beat Coventry, which we all know they have? Waking up Sunday morning, all the Rhode Island High School football numbers are in, except for the Westerly Bulldogs Juanita Sanchez football game. But the Yokers dominated, the Naughty Yokers from virtually the first snap to the list during a more than satisfying 43-20 victory before a thrilled homecoming crowd of 300 people at Alumni Stadium. Now next week when Burrillville comes to Westerly, how many people you think are going to pack Westerly Bulldog football field, Salisbury Field, under the lights, the center of town? Is anything better? You look at the Westerly Bulldogs. Coach Miranda said, you come to Westerly. He said he thought New London had a rich football history. He said, but you come over here to Westerly, Rhode Island. The football stadium is in the center of town. You're under the lights, the big scoreboard. People, the dog pound going, you got the band going, like it's just no better place to play. But back to the Burrillville team. In the first half, the Broncos ratted off of 40 offensive plays compared to just 17 for the visitors. As a result, they racked up 43 unanswered points. The senior quarterback, Jake Galinas, completed 12 of 16 passes for 152 yards and 3 touchdowns. All of them ended up going to tall Husky classmate Ryan Lockwood, who naturally led the Burrillville High School with 7 catches for 116 yards. Another senior that we have to watch out for, Adrian Kronoyer, chipped in 3 more catches for 21, and classmate Marcus Audette another pair for 15. As for the ground, sophomore Bobby Thatcher hustled and plowed for 75 yards and a score on 8 touches, while senior Matt Gongoski tackled on 35 on 8, and junior Nicky Roy 59 on 9. But defensively, the Broncos yielded only 16 ground yards on 11 rushes, and sophomore quarterback Billy Turner hooked up only 2 of 6 tosses for 14 yards. He was also intercepted one time. But if they're not pleased with anything, they gotta be pleased with their execution, said former Westerly player head coach Ferrara after his bunch improved to a 6-1 record overall and 5-1 in league play. The triumph set up a winner-take-all showdown for the 2B championship against unbeaten Westerly, which also happens to be Ferrara's former school, next Friday night at 7. They still had a lot of penalties on one, but not as many as last week. He continued, we also didn't have any turnovers, at least not in the first half. The thing I'm the most proud of, the happiest about, is that the boys played with a lot of energy, they said. But Coventry, on the other hand, ended up falling down to 2-5 overall, 2-4 in league action. They were out of the playoffs even before Saturday offered complimentary first-year head coach Dunbar, who got beat by the Bulldogs. Like, I think they scored the most points, I gotta say, Coventry, on any team. I think they put up 20 points against the Bulldogs. But Dunbar has Pawtucket ties at St. Raphael Academy, graduated as they came out and controlled the game. They were able to run it and pass it and keep the team very, very much off balance, and Coventry knew they had a lot of problems. Burrillville, they did exactly what a lot of people thought they might have done. It was about you had to execute to do it well. If you focus on the pass, they run it. If you focus on the run, they throw it. It's a very tough team to stop. So we'll see if Westerly can do any good beating the Bulldogs. Beating Burrillville, or can Burrillville give Westerly any competition. No team this season have gave them any competition at all. We'll have to see next week at Westerly High School. But before we get to that game, we got to play Juanita Sanchez, so we can't get ahead of ourselves. That game's going to be at Conley Stadium. I don't even know what to say about Juanita Sanchez. It's actually a co-op school. There's three different schools tied in there. You have Providence, Daisy. A lot of the teams are doing co-op schools because there are not enough players to fill the team. And that's what it is. But it's your boy Mikey. Can we keep it real? And also Anchor FM Bulldogs Network, available on all of your streams. Any platform. Apple iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Google Podcast Network, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, all the damn platforms, man. I ain't even playing. Check me out. Oh, you already know. It's Mikey Ribello. How we doing today, man? Where do you go for your Westerly Bulldog football news? You already know. Who got it like Mikey got it? How we doing today? Westerly Bulldogs, man, where are we? All right, let's start off by saying Westerly has not played their Week 7 game. They're 6-0. They traveled down to Providence, Rhode Island, my hometown, yesterday to play Juanita Sanchez, but not by herself. She had some help. Somebody had an automobile accident, took out a transformer. And what happened? Well, power on the field went out. It didn't take long before Councilman, my friend John Igliozzi, got on the phone, find out what was going on, why this game was being held. And he said there was an automobile accident, so the game was postponed at that time. The new game is going to be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Mount Pleasant High School in Providence, Rhode Island, the Old City Stadium, Conley Stadium now, Mount Pleasant Stadium, that city stadium, I bet it has a hell of a history. But Westerly Bulldogs playing very, very well. We'll see what happens. The Rhode Island seating is all screwed up. I don't even care, yo. That Rhode Island media poll is straight BS. I don't care who you ask. Hendricken already got a trip to the big game. Hendricken will already be, they already earned themselves a spot to the state champ. They got an automatic bid. LaSalle second place, bullshit. No way LaSalle should even be second place, man. But big shout out to my man Chad Frenzy, Westerly Life, man. We're gonna do a pregame show on Thanksgiving, Westerly High School, before the longest rivalry in football history, the Westerly Bulldogs and the Stonington Bears. We could call them the Gridiron 11, the Badass 11. You call them whatever you want to call them, but don't call them no slouches, because Coach Dwayne Miranda ain't going to have none of that. He's getting his boys ready. That is a busy, busy man. But today the Bulldogs had the day off, and actually a lot of the assistant coaches headed to the Burrillville game to watch Burrillville play. And I believe Burrillville beat on Middletown, or Burrillville won. Who'd they play? I don't know, man. So much high school football in my friggin' head, man. I go nuts, man. But what is going on? How we doing, man? I was just at the Westerly Armory firefighter ball going on. You know, the benefit firefighters, retired firemen, hats off to all the first responders in Westerly, in Rhode Island, New England, the United States, the whole world. Shout out to everybody, all the first responders, man. What do you guys think of this Westerly Bulldog football team, man? Are they the real deal? Can they continue to go on and do what they gotta do? But we'll be back with more. You already know it. Your boy, Mikey Ribello, man. We out. Oh, you already. already know. It's Mikey Ribello. How we doing today, man? Where do you go for your Westerly Bulldog football news? You already know. Who got it like Mikey got it? How we doing today? Westerly Bulldogs, man, where are we? All right. Let's start off by saying Westerly has not played their Week 7 game. They're 6-0. They traveled down to Providence, Rhode Island, my hometown, yesterday to play Juanita Sanchez, but not by herself. She had some help. Somebody had an automobile accident, took out a transformer, and what happened? Well, power on the field went out. It didn't take long before Councilman, my friend John Igliozzi, got on the phone, find out what was going on, why this game was being held. And he said there was an automobile accident, so the game was postponed at that time. The new game is going to be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Mount Pleasant High School in Providence, Rhode Island, the Old City Stadium, Conley Stadium now. Mount Pleasant Stadium, that city stadium, I bet it has a hell of a history. But Westerly Bulldogs playing very, very well. We'll see what happens. The Rhode Island seating is all screwed up. I don't even care, yo. That Rhode Island media poll is straight BS. I don't care who you ask. Hendricken already got a trip to the big game. Hendricken will already be, they already earned themselves a spot to the state champ. They got an automatic bid. LaSalle second place, bullshit. No way LaSalle should even be second place, man. But big shout out to my man Chad Frenzy, Westerly Life, man. We're going to do a pregame show on Thanksgiving, Westerly High School, before the longest rivalry in football history, the Westerly Bulldogs and the Stonington Bears. We could call them the Gridiron 11, the Badass 11. You call them whatever you want to call them, but don't call them no slouches, because Coach Dwayne Miranda ain't going to have none of that. He's getting his boys ready. That is a busy, busy man. But today the Bulldogs had the day off, and actually a lot of the assistant coaches headed to the Burrillville game to watch Burrillville play. And I believe Burrillville beat on Middletown, or Burrillville won. Who they play, I don't know, man. So much high school football in my friggin' head, man. I go nuts, man. But what is going on? How we doing, man? I was just at the Westerly Armory, firefighter ball going on. You know, the benefit firefighters, retired firemen, hats off to all the first responders in Westerly, in Rhode Island, New England, the United States, the whole world. Shout out to everybody, all the first responders, man. What do you guys think of this Westerly Bulldog football team, man? Are they the real deal? Can they continue to go on and do what they gotta do? But we'll be back with more. You already know it. Your boy, Mikey Ribello, man. We out. Oh, you already know. It's Mikey Ribello. How we doing today, man? Where do you go for your Westerly Bulldog football news? You already know. Who got it like Mikey got it? How we doing today? Westerly Bulldogs, man, where are we? All right. Let's start off by saying Westerly has not played their Week 7 game. They're 6-0. They traveled down to Providence, Rhode Island, my hometown, yesterday to play Juanita Sanchez, but not by herself. She had some help. Somebody had an automobile accident, took out a transformer. And what happened? Well, power on the field went out. It didn't take long before Councilman, my friend John Igliozzi, got on the phone, find out what was going on, why this game was being held. And he said there was an automobile accident, so the game was postponed at that time. The new game is going to be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Mount Pleasant High School in Providence, Rhode Island, the Old City Stadium, Conley Stadium now. Mount Pleasant Stadium, that city stadium, I bet it has a hell of a history. But Westerly Bulldogs playing very, very well. We'll see what happens. The Rhode Island seating is all screwed up. I don't even care, yo. That Rhode Island media poll is straight BS. I don't care who you ask. Hendricken already got a trip to the big game. Hendricken will already be, they already earned themselves a spot to the state champ. They got an automatic bid. LaSalle second place, bullshit. No way LaSalle should even be second place, man. But big shout out to my man Chad Frenzy, Westerly Life, man. We're going to do a pregame show on Thanksgiving, Westerly High School, before the longest rivalry in football history, the Westerly Bulldogs and the Stonington Bears. We could call them the Gridiron 11, the Badass 11. You call them whatever you want to call them, but don't call them no slouches, because Coach Dwayne Miranda ain't going to have none of that. He's getting his boys ready. That is a busy, busy man. But today the Bulldogs had the day off, and actually a lot of the assistant coaches headed to the Burrillville game to watch Burrillville play. And I believe Burrillville beat on Middletown, or Burrillville won. Who'd they play? I don't know, man. So much high school football in my friggin' head, man. I go nuts, man. But what is going on? How we doing, man? I was just at the Westerly Armory firefighter ball going on. You know, the benefit firefighters, retired firemen, hats off to all the first responders in Westerly, in Rhode Island, New England, the United States, the whole world. Shout out to everybody, all the first responders, man. What do you guys think of this Westerly Bulldog football team, man? Are they the real deal? Can they continue to go on and do what they gotta do? But we'll be back with more. You already know it. Your boy, Mikey Ribello, man. We out.